anyone else wants to record, you can pop your phone here. Okay. Guys, I'd like to start by giving you a little information about this year. Some of you have come to me for sessions, so you know this, but most don't. So for those who know it, bear with me. It's a revision. I am fortunate enough to be told by the masters every year a theme for the upcoming year, which then a theme which we can understand and work with. And every year there is a different energy theme that the whole human race works with. If you're here and you're alive, you have to work with it. Your only option, if you don't want to work with it, is to say goodbye and go back home. So you're here, you're working with it. The theme for this year is recreation of the self. It's actually a beautiful theme. Now, why has this theme come about? Bless you, Kalbi. Why has this theme come about? I'm going to refresh your memory. Back in 2020, the masters told us that the upcoming 7 years, 2020 to 2027, were crucial transformative years for Earth. And they said this period is going to be the most potent transformation planet Earth has ever seen. She is never going to transform to the degree that she is in this 7 year period. And COVID, as we well know, was a wake-up call to the human race, urging us, number one, to review our lives, our relationships, our job, the way we think, the way we talk, the way we act. But more important, it was asking us to start thinking as a collective, not just me. Thinking about global warming, thinking about what we're doing with the toxins and pesticides we're putting out, actually awakening to all this. And I'm going to put a footnote here, which is quite fun. This is reminding me of someone who talked, if you remember Al Gore, produced that documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, which really went worldwide and people started to wake up to the whole process. In one of my meetings years ago, they said, Al Gore was never supposed to become president of the United States. That wasn't his mission. His mission was to get very, very high up to produce this kind of documentary to be heard. Because he wouldn't have been heard if he was an ordinary person. So that whole journey to presidency was only for this mission, not for presidency. So now, post-COVID, there has been a change in the human collective consciousness. But not enough. Not enough. And unfortunately, post-COVID, there's been a downward slide again. Now, planet Earth has come to a point where in 2024, 2027 is the target. So it's kind of like your exams are coming up. You've got to study more furiously now. It's coming closer. So frankly, she's giving us a kick in the pants and saying, guys, you have to wake up now. Because we are moving towards what is called the fifth dimension. And this is so misunderstood by people. The third dimension, which we are familiar with, is a world in which there is predominance of corruption, greed, anger, one-upmanship, competition, a very familiar world. The fifth dimension is us sitting exactly like us in human form, but it is a world where the predominant energy now is understanding, compassion, seeing another person's point of view, thinking as a collective, not just as me. Just a nicer version of Earth. Not Eden, a nicer, healthier version. And that is what Mother Gaia is working towards. Now, it's the last 3 years. So that's why this year, transformation of the self. Now, there's no option. We have to shift. Now let's understand how this is happening practically. The masters explained, which we know, we all have an energy structure. And for convenience, they said, let's imagine that within this structure are compartments or boxes, thousands of them. So each one of us has these thousands and thousands of compartments. The first layer are interpersonal compartments. So one box is you with your father. Second, you with your mother, you with your husband or wife, you with one child, you with another child, you with a friend, you with your boss, da-da-da-da-da-da. Interpersonal compartments. The second layer of compartments are slightly more general. You and your work, you and your hobbies, you and your body. Compartments like this. And the third layer are very abstract but equally important compartments. Me and my victimhood. Me and my compassion. Me and my love quotient. Me and my active intelligence. Da da da. So, now what's happening is this. As humans, we all have, let's say, nice compartments. And we have others which are, let me call them work in progress. I'm not going to say nasty ones. Work in progress compartments and good healthy ones. So individually this year, the higher soul is going to flip open one or more compartments that you need to look at for transformation. Ones that you probably wouldn't open yourself. Okay? So let's take a practical example, my classic example. Let us say there is a woman who has been playing victim all her life. Submissive to her husband, to her parents, allowed her boss to dominate her, and she's been this doormat. In all likelihood, her victimhood box will open, which means suddenly she'll find herself being faced with victim scenarios more than she had before. This is provocation to her by the higher soul to say, buddy, wake up, start standing up for yourself now. You can't keep being the doormat. Now, this is a tough one for her, naturally. The universe never leaves you to flounder. So, as this tough compartment opens, the universe will simultaneously open positive compartments she has for you to draw on to work this through. So let us say the victim box has opened for her. Probably the higher soul will open her box of active intelligence, where she starts now thinking more clearly and seeing her victimhood more clearly, which she couldn't see before. It could open another box of self-love, where she says, you know, after all these years, I'm clearer now, and I love myself enough, I want to stand up for me. Another compartment of, let us say, action will open, where she'll finally feel, I want to do it now. Come on now, I've been putting it off. So all these three compartments, hypothetically, she can draw on to work on her victimhood. So she's not left floundering. When the higher soul opens an uncomfortable box and you face it, automatically it starts getting replenished by the higher soul with positive energy. So in this case, she's opened the victim box. She's working on it. That is key. She has to face it. It will automatically start drawing to itself self-empowerment. So the box is now transmuting into a positive box. And when the higher soul opens positive boxes and you draw on them, they get replenished with higher degrees of that quality. Higher degrees. So as she draws on her intelligence, she becomes more intelligent. As she draws on her self-love, she becomes more loving. So if you see this, it's a win-win situation. There's no downside to it. As long as you commit to working on transformation. So the masters clearly said, if you understand this and you sit down with yourself in those moments where you're feeling low, depressed, overwhelmed, upset, which we will all have. We'll have moments like that through the year. It's human. Ask yourself, what box has been opened and what other boxes either have been opened or can I open to help me? You have the right to open boxes too. Do this. This will be such a lovely transformative year. It'll be the best year of your life. You'll feel empowered. You'll feel strong. You'll feel excited about living. Don't do it. It'll probably be one of your toughest years. It's in your hands. Now let us remember, there is always free will. So let us take the same lady whose victimhood box has opened. And if she presses the lid down, saying, I'm not going to deal with this, I refuse. I'm going to keep playing victim. I don't want to face it. This box will start vibrating, and at some point during the year, the energy will get so strong, the lid will fly off. And then at that point, she will be overwhelmed with victim circumstances from every direction, which then will make it very, very hard for her to work on it. But she'll have no option because the lid is off. So let's not fight our demons this year. Let's face them, work them through, and know that we have support from within ourselves. Of course, on a practical level, you're going through a rough time. Face it, get help. It's fine to get help. I'm not saying always be, I can do it myself. Sometimes you need a therapist or a guide or a counselor or a friend to talk to get advice from. That's fine. But face it. So this is the background. I'm going to add, I'm going to add one more little aspect to what's happening. This was talked about a few meetings ago, but it's also continuing this year. And it completely dovetails with what I've explained. Another good thing about this year, our creative urges are going to get stronger and stronger. The feminine creative urge that we all have is not just applicable to creation as in the arts. Of course, that is a creative urge. Any urge you get is creative. I want to heal my body. I want to change jobs and get a better salary. I want to fix my marriage. These are creative urges. But also, I want to sign up and join a new course. I want to do something different with my life. These are creative urges. So up to now, we've all had creative urges, but often we don't take them into action. Okay, I'm number one offender here. I've been having this creative urge that get on a food plan and drop some weight, and I've been saying, after Diwali, after Christmas, after New Year. It's very common. We all do this with different areas. So what's happening now is the creative urges are getting stronger and stronger. And you may get new creative urges you never had before. A sudden jhatka to join a course you never thought of before. Or to try a new hobby or a new line of work you never considered before. And the good news is, with the year of transformation, the year itself will push you into taking action. So again, it's a win-win. But free will, if you refuse and refuse to listen and refuse to do it, things will go haywire. So in short, please, no blaming the masters or God this year. We have to look here, say, what responsibility am I taking or not taking? What am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? And what am I not doing that I should be doing? And the answers are all here. That's the year, as so far that I know. Any questions on this or any observations?
Yeah, I want to say something. Since I'm into this aviation thing and I'm going around trying to bring awareness of aviation into children, I've noticed that we're going into colleges where the children have never thought of aviation. You know, it is so amazing that the parents come to us and say, you know, till now aviation was never there. Now suddenly he's talking aviation. So we are wondering whether it is the right thing. So this change that he's talking about, it's so true. People are really thinking of other things now. I've got MBAs who want to become, go into aviation. I have engineers who now want to become pilots. You know, we have people in medicine and things like that, dental, law. They all want to do aviation.
So how interesting.
Total difference. Yeah. You just mentioned it and I thought yes. about it, you know. That is so amazing that they are thinking of something else now, you know. Change of careers. But Absolutely. The parents are finding it difficult to accept.
Nixie herself,
yeah.
cabin crew for donkey's years till she retired, wondering what to do with herself afterwards. And look at where you've gone, into a field you never thought you would, into training and working with these kids and giving English classes and giving etiquette classes, something she never, never dreamt of. And that's a completely new thing you're in.
Totally.
And enjoying it so much.
Yeah, totally. Because I went with the flow, I didn't stop it.
You know, you just said a word. This whole year is about going with the flow. I know the masters have said this for years, but it's perhaps one of the most important key elements of this year. And you know, let them talk about the flow. Thank you. You know, I love it when I channel something and in a day or two, a client comes in and proves it to me without knowing it. So I channeled this about doing stuff that you never thought of before, etc., for a certain client. And the next day, a completely random client who doesn't know any of this came in. For 4 or 5 years, she has been wanting to join a course of art in England, which is very pricey and requires you to be there for 6 months. So she's been saying to me, I'd like to go, but how can I leave my husband in Bombay for 6 months? And it's so expensive. And she came in and said, Saurabh, I don't know what happened yesterday. I just went on the net, took out my credit card and signed up. It's non-refundable and it's very expensive. Now I have to go and I have to tell my husband I'm going. But see now, that was her creative urge for 5-6 years. And boom, she took it into action. I can bet you she'll have a great course. So that's the sort of stuff that's happening. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll go further. Preeti, how long has it been now since?
Two and a half months.
2.5 months.
But I see so many signs. I have butterflies in my terrace, which have never been there before. I have feathers. Suddenly, I wake up in the morning, I walk out of my room and there will be a feather. Not like a fabulous looking feather, but a tiny one. And number synchronicity is like 20 times a day. So that's what I was just asking Rukhi. I said, if I want to connect with my mom, so she said, let's give it a couple of weeks more till 3 months pass, then we'll connect.
So lots of love and light for your mom. For mom up there. Okay, let's... Yes.
This has been happening the last couple of months. Every time I happen to look at the clock, it's either 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3, 4, you know, it's the same numbers.